Environmentalists in Western Australia have welcomed a record fine for a government department responsible for lead contamination. The Esperance Port Authority has been fined $525,000 after admitting responsibility for lead dust pollution. The dust killed thousands of birds and resulted in temporarily elevated lead levels in some children in the southern coastal town. The Conservation Council says CEOs and board members should be personally liable in such cases. Esperance residents feel their town has been blighted by the scandal forever. David Webber reports from Perth.
The fine was high, but it was less than half of the maximum. The magistrate said the port had pleaded guilty at an early stage and had offered an apology to the people of Esperance. The Conservation Council's Piers Verstegen has called for tougher penalties.
This prosecution should be seen as a wake-up call for any industry that pollutes the environment and places people's health at risk. Unfortunately, the Port Authority is a government trading enterprise, and any fines will effectively be paid by the taxpayer. So this is a classic case where the CEO and the board of directors should be liable for such a serious pollution incident.
The deaths of thousands of birds at the end of 2006 and the start of 2007 caused great alarm. But it was several months before it was determined that lead was the cause. The company Magellan Metals agreed to pay around $10 million for cleaning up the town and establishing a community fund. Esperance resident Ben Curtis says the community did much of the hard work to bring attention to the problem.
Initially, there was a lot of denial by many groups, including the port, that pollution had even occurred, and it took a lot of testing and lobbying for some acceptance of the damage that had been caused.
While Mr. Curtis has welcomed the fine, he says the result was a long time coming.
It was a long process, and I feel a bit sad that the community had to push so hard and for so long for some action to be taken, but I think the record fine is adequate for what was committed, although it doesn't seem like enough if you think about what it's done to Esperance.
What have been the lasting effects in Esperance?
Well, the clean-up hasn't even started of the town, so that we still feel, or many of us still feel like there's lead everywhere, but also it's had a long-term effect on the reputation of Esperance, and it's one that I don't know if it'll ever be repaired as a contaminated place. And if you've been to Esperance, it's beautiful and looks clean, and this type of damage will be very hard to repair.
It has been reported by the government and by health authorities that the lead levels in the children had gone down. How are the families with those children going?
I can only speak from my own experience. The lead levels in my daughter have dropped, and hopefully she will live a perfectly normal life. But it's one of those things that will never leave you in terms of worrying about what effect the lead might have had on her.
Esperance resident Ben Curtis speaking to David Webber.